'Twas the night before Jesus, when all through the earth every creature was stirring for a new baby's birth. Words from the night before Jesus, Concordia Publishing House's new Christmas book. The night before Jesus would make a great Christmas gift for children, grandchildren, and godchildren ages 3 through 5. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, The Night Before Jesus.
Dear Santa, this is Kate Pierce. I've been really good this year. I do say bad words every now and then, but that's only when my brother Teddy makes fun of me and I lose my temper. Let go, you're gonna break it!
Who cares? This camera's like 20 years old.
I have to work.
It's Christmas Eve.
You're gonna stay home with your sister.
We should make a video. Maybe we could get a shot of Santa Claus.
You really have no clue, do you?
Nobody's ever seen
Santa Claus!
Tell me you're getting this. Do you realize how big of a deal this is? We need to get a closer look.
Are you crazy? Duck!
Can he see us?
I don't think so.
Cupid! Hot Comet! Ah! Hold on to something!
Santa Claus?
Live and in person. One night only.
Can you go ho, ho, ho?
I don't go ho, ho, ho. That's a myth.
There's a bit of the trailer for the movie The Christmas Chronicles. It was appearing everywhere in social media. The picture of, and it was immediately recognizable, Kurt Russell playing Santa Claus. I guess it was only a matter of time. Almost everyone else has played him. What is Hollywood's need to, beyond to make Christmas movies, to constantly reinvent Santa Claus? In this case, a kind of a rock and roll Santa Claus, a Santa Claus that, well, is for the 21st century. Joining us to review the movie The Christmas Chronicles, Pastor Ted Geese. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, and he taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
What is, do you think, the need in Hollywood, besides the bank account, to reinvent the Santa Claus character?
Well, I guess besides the bank account, I guess, probably would be just the continual fueling of nostalgia, I think.
But eventually, don't you, if you've reinvented him, truly reinvented him, don't you have to somehow depart from the nostalgic idea of Santa Claus to make it interesting?
Well, you can have your cake and eat it too, right? So you're departing from Santa Claus proper, as it were. And like, let's be clear. The kind of Santa Claus you normally get in most of these Hollywood films is the Coca-Cola style, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas style Santa Claus. You're not getting like the Northern European Krampus kind of stuff. And you're certainly not getting the actual historical Saint Nicholas. So, you know, they seldom deviate too much from that general mold of the happy elf up in the North Pole making toys for kids. Like, that's where they kind of sit this. But you can have your cake and eat it too by departing so that you get your 21st century Santa Claus, but still having a good injection of nostalgia by having Kurt Russell play Santa Claus. And he plays Santa Claus somewhere kind of in between, you know, his character Snake Plissken from, you know, Escape from New York City from 1981 and, you know, his Jack Burton character from Big Trouble in Little China from 1986. So it's somewhere in between those two characters. And of course, those are both 1980s Kurt Russell films. So there you get your kind of nostalgic kick in there, kind of wrapped up in a skinny version of Santa Claus.
Well, okay, so you say it's a cross between a couple Christmas movies and a few others tossed in. What are they?
Well, it's kind of like that Tim Allen Santa Claus film from 1994. So, you know, you have like these scenes where he has to kind of explain, yeah, I'm actually Santa Claus kind of thing. There's the cop grilling Santa Claus about, you know, are you really Santa Claus? Who are you really kind of thing. So you get a bit of that going on. And that's lighthearted and comedic kind of thing. And then you have like Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton from 2003. And that's kind of the more cynical, downbeat, you know, this is the shopping mall Santa gone bad kind of a thing. So that's an R-rated film. So you don't get like an R-rated kind of thing with this direct to Netflix, The Christmas Chronicles. But you do have that kind of edge where Santa's not the way you'd expect. So like when he's got these kids with him, and one of the first places he goes is an Irish pub. And even the kids are saying, I don't think we're supposed to be in here. And he says, just stick with me. You know, I'll do the talking. So you have that kind of thing going on. Plus, the whole premise is that these kids kind of become stowaways. It's a brother and a sister. They become stowaways in Santa's sleigh. And so in a sense, you kind of have this sort of riff on Adventures in Babysitting from 1987, where the babysitter, Elizabeth Shue, ends up taking the kids on this adventure around town while their folks are out or at work or something. And she has to get them back before the parents come back. And in this case, it's the mother who is a nurse, and she had to take a shift on Christmas Eve. And the father is deceased, and the kids are kind of dealing with, and the mother are dealing with grief at the death of the father, who was a firefighter and who died fighting a fire. And he was the one that made Christmas special. So they just kind of have been adrift when it come to Christmas and the Christmas spirit, even though the girl, the youngest daughter, the daughter Kate, is the one who believes in Santa, and the older son, Teddy, is the one who doesn't believe in Santa, and he's a car thief, actually. So he has a need for redemption in the course of this Christmas Chronicles tale.
Pastor Ted Geese is our guest. We're reviewing the movie, The Christmas Chronicles. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the plot of the film and how it remains a Christmas film. It's supposed to be fun, and it's supposed to be funny, and we'll find out whether or not it delivers on that after this.
Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. Like we always do. Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
Concordia University Chicago's music programs will support your aspirations, whether you want to pursue a professional career in music or simply improve your skills. Experience a wide variety of musical learning and performance in a Christian environment. Auditions for music scholarships will be held February 9th, 16th, and 18th, open to both music majors and non-majors. Admitted students register today by logging into connect.cuchicago.edu.
St. Jacobi Lutheran Church in Shawnee, Wisconsin has a special guest each and every week. It isn't you, but it is Jesus Christ. He is a guest, and he is also the one who comes to serve you with his preached word and his broken body and shed blood. You are invited to be served by Jesus on Saturday evening at 6:30 and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Visit www.stjakobi.org for more information.
Our school is committed to authentic Lutheranism, the entire Book of Concord, and indeed to authentic Lutheranism as it has continued to be confessed and practiced through the centuries, right up into our own time.
Dr. Cameron McKenzie, chairman of the Department of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're committed then to biblical, confessional Christianity and Lutheranism and applying it to the world of today in as effective a way as we can.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu, ctsfw.edu, or call 1-800-481-2155, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
The recent unprecedented decline in American Christianity has been well documented. But what can we as Lutherans do about it? This question is at the heart of the Lutheran Witness's January issue on missions and evangelism. Start to finish, readers will encounter faith, courage, conviction, and the assurance that, as Victor Raj puts it, in the church, ministry and mission always go together. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're reviewing the movie The Christmas Chronicles. Pastor Ted Geese is our guest. He taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity, the Movies, a Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, you got into the plot a little bit before the break. So it's Santa shows up unexpectedly. The kids are stunned. They end up on his sleigh, I take it. Then what happens?
Yeah, then when they're in Chicago, they crash land in Chicago, and he loses his, you know, cap, and he loses his, his toque. He loses his sleigh. They have to try to round everything up for him so that, you know, they can save Christmas. And what you discover by along the way, you discover that he really doesn't actually need their help, but he's sees that they could do with a little bit of saving themselves. So he provides them an opportunity to help him save Christmas, essentially.
So a couple things here. There is at least a nod to the real origin story for St. Nicholas in one of the scenes. What is it?
Well, yeah, there's this moment where he's being interrogated in jail. That's another thing. Like, Santa Claus ends up in jail. Now, my little niece, this was her favorite part because Santa was in jail and he wasn't even sad. So she's not quite kindergarten age yet. And there's this whole Jailhouse Rock kind of Elvis Presley music number in there too. And she thought that was great. But while he was being interrogated, he says, well, you know, I'm not really a saint. You know, I guess you have to know the right people. So, you know, that's about as close as you get to a nod back towards an actual, like the actual personage of St. Nicholas of Myra, the bishop from the Council of Nicaea and, you know, modern day Turkey. But that's about as close as you get. So this is one of these things where it's one of these Christmas movies that's focuses on like the Santa Claus kind of stuff and other generic Christmas stuff, but it's sort of unhitched from, you know, Christ. It's unhitched from, you know, religious things per se, except of course that the very notion or idea of Santa as we have it currently and as so many parents have Santa with their kids is there's some religious ideas in there. So Santa Claus is omniscient. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake, right? And also then he has his list, the naughty and nice list. And, you know, this is if you've done bad things or if you've done good things. And this starts to border into religious thoughts and ideas. And of course, it's parallel to and slathered right on top of the religious celebration of Christmas.
What do you do pastorally about Santa Claus?
That's tough. I've had people come to me, families come to me and ask me about it. And, you know, I say, you know, like, why don't you celebrate St. Nicholas, the pastor? You know, he has a saint's day. You could put chocolate bars in the kids' shoes, whatever, if you need to do that kind of thing. And then, you know, talk about who he actually was. And you know, as a pastor, a bishop, a confessor of the faith from the early part of the church, you know, that would be good. And just if you want to get your kids extra presents, go ahead and get them extra presents. That's that's all right. Now this is, you know, where my wife tells me, you know, like, you take Santa Claus way too seriously. It's not supposed to be taken this seriously. It's just supposed to be a fun thing. And then you kind of carry on. And that may be true. And that might work for a lot of people. But I have also had, like, men in our congregation come to me, and like people in their 70s and 80s who will say that they felt guilt even now, like their kids are grown up, they have grandkids, they have guilt that they had lied about Santa to their kids at the very time of year when they were, you know, as fathers and parents were to be extolling and teaching the truth of Christ in Christmas. So there's, you know, that is something that does come up from time to time. And I imagine there's quite a few people who have a hard time with the fact that they had to lie to make this little Santa Claus thing work in the home. And of course, there's all these people who are kind of, you know, encouraging it through commercial stuff and even movies like this. So, you know, as families, you don't have to do Santa Claus. Christians don't have to do it. How you do it, it's a whole different thing. Is there a way to do this without lying? Like, is there a way to remember the saint and, you know, and have the focus really be on Jesus? That's a good question. I think people need to think about that.
Finally, then, you mentioned this just a moment ago, kind of the theology of Santa Claus is naughty, you get nothing, or worse, nice, you get his favor and his presence. And that is perfectly in line with the world's way of thinking about how God must work. How do we need to correct that? Even when we're talking about, as you say, a schmaltzy cheese ball of a movie like Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, I remember we were having a little conversation about this with Claire, my little niece, and, you know, the thing is that, you know, everybody's on the naughty list. There's nobody on the nice list. The only way you get off of the naughty list is because of Jesus. That's it. You know, it's he's the one who justifies us. He's the one who brings us salvation and forgiveness of sins. That's the thing. So you can't work your way out of it. You can't, like, well, you know, I've done enough good things to move from the one list to the other list. That's not how that works. And I think that's where Lutherans particularly have to, you know, have a voice on that. As silly as a thing like Santa Claus is, at least it provides an opportunity to springboard from that to actually talk about sin and grace and salvation. The other thing in this film is that it's really kind of a therapeutic deistic kind of film, in that, you know, in the end, the older boy who's the car thief and needs the most to learn, you know, to you know, how to believe in himself. This is the thing. It all boils down to him believing in himself. That's the thing. He needs to believe in himself in order to make the sleigh fly. He has to believe in himself the same way that his parents believed in him and all that kind of stuff. So, and there's nothing wrong with believing in yourself a little bit, but that's not how all of this works. You know, faith in Christ is the thing that's actually the saving faith. And again, some people are going to say this is just a Santa Claus movie. Don't be too you know, hard on it. And it's fun and it's silly and it's not that serious. But I think that the underlying things are worth thinking about and talking about.
Pastor Ted Geese has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He is pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. He taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
On the other side of the break on this Thursday afternoon, we're going to be talking about the Golden Rule and the Fairness for All approach to LGBT rights, and some say religious liberty too. Monica Burke of the Heritage Foundation will be our guest.
Thank you. Recently graduated from high school or college and looking for a chance to serve a community in need while sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? Lutheran Young Adult Corps may be for you. Lutheran Young Adult Corps provides opportunities for long-term, full-time service for 10 weeks through the summer or 10 months over the school year in places like St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Boston. Find out more about Lutheran Young Adult Corps by finding us online at lcms.org/YACORPS or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lutheran YA Corps.
Education and edification. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this year, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping Issues Etc. in mind at the end of 2018.